is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Some employees of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency are bowing out, saying they won't use their expertise to dismantle critical public services. Allison Keyes reports.
21 staffers at Doge wrote a joint resignation letter saying they swore to serve the American people and uphold their oath to the Constitution across presidential administrations. But they say it is clear that they can no longer honor those commitments. The former staffers also warned that many enlisted by Trump advisor Musk are political ideologues who don't have the necessary skills or experience for the job ahead of them.
The administration's data shows nearly 40% of the federal contracts terminated in recent weeks save the government no money at all because the government's required to pay them out. There's still confusion among federal workers over whether they'll need to report their job activities. Elon Musk said again they should, but Weijia Jiang reports there is conflicting guidance again.
In his post on X, said you have another chance, and if you don't respond, then you will be forced to resign and lose your job. But that is not what the Office of Personnel Management said, and they are essentially the HR department for the federal government.
House Speaker Mike Johnson hoped to bring a budget bill to the floor today, but is facing opposition, a lot of it over Medicaid. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy.
Millions of working families who have insurance today, because by the way, 24% of Americans get their health care from Medicaid, they all of a sudden don't have their health care.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
I asked Speaker Mike Johnson today, you know, can you unequivocally say that there won't be any cuts to Medicaid? And he said that they want to focus on rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid to achieve some of that saving.
The latest update on the Pope, he's still in critical but stable condition. The Vatican says he's working from his hospital bed, but our Seth Doan reports there are few other details.
The news really oscillates back and forth. At one point, you're hearing something that seems more encouraging. At another point, you're hearing something that seems more discouraging. Our own Dr. John LaPook said it's not that unusual that doctors have not given us a prognosis yet, because this is a patient that is still in critical condition, is considered a fragile patient with underlying lung conditions, and one that's very difficult to treat.
Consumer confidence plummeted this month. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch says it's the biggest monthly decline in more than 4 years.
Consumers aren't feeling great about where the economy is going, particularly they think inflation is going to be 6%. We're at 3% right now, 6% in a year.
On Wall Street, the Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The 41-year-old Kenosha man accused of a fatal stabbing earlier this month has been bound over for trial. That means court proceedings will proceed against Justin Tursik. He's accused of killing Andrew Fankouche February 3rd. It happened at a home Fankouche was just moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother. If you've got about 20 minutes, you could get the Racine Unified point of view when it comes to them asking for more money. The district and superintendent, Soren Gajewski, had posted a video explaining the ask for $190 million. The operational referendum is on the April ballot. In addition to the online effort to sway voters, the first of two town hall meetings to talk about the issue is next Tuesday. Storm spotter sessions have been planned for April in Racine County. They'll be held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant April 17th. There's more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And several Racine County swimmers have reached the podium at state. You can read all about the outstanding local athletes at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Abner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise history, has not only been been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did you study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt chilling sitting. I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be sitting all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
Look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
For local news and timeless hits, WRJN and Brett Hoffman is here of Marcus Theaters. He wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
Well, at number five, it was Nausicaä 2, the Chinese animated movie that is now the number one animated movie of all time at the worldwide box office. It earned $4.4 million domestically this past weekend. And number four in its fourth week of release was Universal's Dog Man. And number three was Paddington in Peru with $6.5 million. Now, number two was The Monkey. The neon release directed by Oz Perkins, based on a short story from Stephen King, took in $14.2 million. And at number one for the second week in a row is Captain America, Brave New World. For this upcoming weekend, these movies will be joined by Last Breath from Focus Features. This is a drama thriller starring Woody Harrelson, and it's based on a true story that follows seasoned deep sea divers as they battle raging elements to rescue one of their crewmates trapped hundreds of feet beyond the ocean surface. Check out a movie this week.
All right, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. My home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way.
gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Baby. So bad.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Did you listen to Dan Marcus today? He brings his passion for 60s and 70s music to our midday workday hours each weekday between 9 and 2. He also has great interviews and stories from and about some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. And you can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Thank you.
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here, a study found that teenagers should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. Now, I agree with that, but I think it has nothing to do with their health. I think it gives them time to recharge their phones.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go. Never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Don't forget, you can check out Wisconsin Badger men's basketball tonight. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Washington Huskies. The tip-off is at 8. The pregame's at 7. We'll have it for you here on WRJN. You can hear Matt LePay with the call of the game, and we've got all the games right through the tournament. You can see the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got about 20 minutes, you could get the Racine Unified point of view when it comes to them asking for more money. The district and superintendent, Soren Gajewski, posted a video explaining the ask for $190 million. The operational referendum is on the April ballot. In addition to the online effort to sway voters, the first of two town hall meetings to talk about the issue is next Tuesday. That'll be held at Gerstad Agerholm. The referendum, if approved, would result in an increase of about $70 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home. A two-month-long tech issue at Racine Unified has been resolved. However, there are some consequences. The Racine Journal-Times reports that an audit shows while student data wasn't accessed, certain staff personal information may have been revealed to hackers. RUSD officials say they're continuing to review the situation. The future of election law in Wisconsin is the focus of a story today at the Racine County Eye. Read all about how the contest for the state Supreme Court is making an impact. It's all at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
I pray, dear Lord,
1971, it's The Temptations and Just My Imagination on WRJN. That song, by the way, was the last for one of their members, Paul Williams. He's the guy who sings the line, "Every night on my knees I pray." He had to leave the group, had some personal problems. He was separated from his wife. He owed back taxes. He was being treated for alcoholism. He did commit suicide in 1973 at the age of 34.
Yeah.
Lisantz, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Have you signed up yet for our weekly newsletter at WRJN.com? The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Also has tips on marketing and advertising. Lots of stuff in there. You can sign up for free at WRJN.com.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
It's the Captain and Tennille. Love will keep us together on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and we want to save you some money. Here's how you do it. Go to our website at WRJN.com. Click on that Big Deals tab. You can save up to 50% in some cases on local food service and merchandise. All you'd have to do is find that Big Deals logo at WRJN.com. Shop from home, up to 50% savings in some cases. Check the site often. We've got new deals every week.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy. That's 1 week free on me.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been providing local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see some rain overnight tonight, a low of 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some rain, a high of 45. Maybe a little rain on Thursday, and a high of 41.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight?
Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand, playing in a traveling band.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
time we meet, everything is sweet. Ooh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart, never let us part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The White House today sought to clear up any confusion over what federal workers are expected to report about their activities. Stacey Lynn reports.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt called it a very simple task.
Sending 5 bullet points to your direct supervisor or manager, CCing OPM.
There are over 2.4 million federal workers.
We've had more than 1 million workers who have chosen to participate.
That's less than half of the workforce.
There are a lot of Americans without a job, but there may be some openings in New York.
With Elon Musk's Doge slashing jobs, Governor Kathy Hochul has launched an initiative called You're Hired.
The federal government might say you're fired, but here in New York, we